You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 6, and then verse 11 to 14. I read, "Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin." Verse 11. "Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust, and do not present your bodies as instrument of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instrument of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace." Our focus is really on verse 12. But if I had read only verse 12, you will be struggling and you will become religious. We need to understand verse 6. We need to understand verse 11 before verse 12 can make sense. Now, verse 6 is saying, "Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin." He's saying, knowing this, you need to know it, that your sinful nature, your old man, your flesh, that which produces sin in you, was nailed to the cross so that the body of sin can be done away with and you are no longer a slave of sin. It means that previously we were slaves of sin. We sinned because we had no control over sin. We sinned because we were sinner by nature. We were a slave of sin. You see, a slave will do anything the master requires that he should do. So whenever sin wants to do anything, he asks you to do it, you go and do it. You may regret it. You may not like what you have done. But nonetheless, you will do it because it is sin that is in you that is doing that thing. Now, that was taken care of on the cross. But how does that victory become your own? Verse 11 now says, you need to have the faith to believe that you are indeed dead to sin. It says, "Likewise, you also reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God." You must reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin. You must also reckon yourself to be alive to God. That means you must know it and believe it, that you are dead to sin. And then you are alive to God. That is when verse 12 can then make sense. He says, therefore, you now see it's now starting with therefore. If I had not read this verse 6 and verse 11, and I just preached verse 12 to you, I will make you to become a religious person who is struggling and trying not to sin. But the basis for verse 12 is verse 6 and verse 11. It's because of what Jesus had done on the cross. He says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body. This instruction is very critical because you may know that you are dead to sin. You may reckon yourself to be dead to sin, but you may still continue in sin. You know why? What you don't realize is that you are now willfully committing sin. You are not a slave to sin like before, but now you are choosing to sin. It's just like Adam, who was not a sinner, but he chose now to sin by disobeying God and eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You have that responsibility now. You have that grace now. The Bible says the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to us, teaching us to say no to ungodliness. Some people feel like, well, Jesus has taken care of our sin. But then they can't understand why they are still living in sin. You are doing it deliberately. You have grace to say no to that sin. You are only convincing yourself that you don't know why you are doing it. No, if you are truly born again, you can only sin willfully now. That of your own free will, you say, I want to do this, and then you are doing it. But you have power already in Jesus to overcome sin. Thank you for listening. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.